Hey there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
In case you missed it, there's a 73-year-old woman who's had twins.
What?
So here's the deal. I am 45. I'll be 46 this year.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine having a baby in my life right now. That sounds so tiring.
I'm just a year or two behind you, close in age.
I love kids, but that sounds terrible. I'm tired without one.
Yeah, it'd be rough at our age to start out and be a parent right now again.
Well, this lady here, she found her biological clock, slammed it on the floor, and stomped it into a billion pieces. She's 73 years old.
No way.
And she just gave birth to twins on Thursday.
73 years old.
Once her age is certified, it should make her the oldest woman ever to give birth.
Oh, my gosh.
It will beat the record of 67, which is still nuts. Her husband is 80, by the way, and they've always wanted kids, but they haven't been able to conceive, so they did in vitro. It finally worked, and the couple used a donor egg.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was C-section, all that stuff. The doctors say that she's doing well.
She's 73 years old.
Yeah.
Does it say if she's going to breastfeed or not?
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't say if she's going to breastfeed or not.
Ooh, you know that milk's going to be expired.
Yeah.
Better sniff that before you give that to the baby.
Ooh. 33% of people believe UFOs are real. You know what that means?
What?
33% of people are weird. One would have to land right in front of me. And the aliens would have to get out of the UFO for me to be like, all right, that exists. I wouldn't believe, even if I saw it on television, I wouldn't believe it. I'd be like, fake news.
I believe there are things that we can't explain. And
we can't explain. We're humans. We're dumb. We don't get a lot of things.
I think there could be possibly something out there.
According to a new Gallup poll, 33% of Americans believe that UFOs have visited Earth. 33%. And 16% of people say they've personally seen one. That's one out of every six people.
Okay. Now, think about what I'm about to say to you.
Okay.
All right. And if you're one of the people that think you've seen one, tell me if I'm not right.
Okay.
If last night I did visit, was visited by little green men with big heads and long necks, or however they are.
Right.
Glowing fingers.
Right. They could all look like Matthew McConaughey. We don't know.
True. But, okay.
All right.
Beep, beep, beep.
All right.
Beep, beep, beep. If aliens visited me.
The UFO's a big Lincoln.
And I went on their mothership, because that's what they call it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I boarded mothership and saw that. I'm not going to come to work the next day, and I'm not going to tell you, because you're going to think I'm crazy. So I think that maybe there are people.
I already think you're crazy.
Well, it's going to be worse if I say, hey, man, me and E.T. were, hanging out last night.
That's
and,
true. I would probably want to get you some professional help at that point.
See? So there may happen if people just don't want to say it, because they're going to sound crazy.
Right. Because they are.
Or are they, Jason?
No, they are.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. They got to be, right? Tony had a new story for you today. Here's today's Tony Tales.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, a husband named Tony was checking his Ashley Madison cheating account when he saw he got a message. These cheating sites are awesome, said Tony. The message says, hey, Buttercup, my husband is busy. Let's meet at the Sleazy Cheater Inn in an hour. Awesome, said Tony. I'll put on my best pair of Crocs and smell real good. Tony got to the Sleazy Cheater Inn and opened the door to a big surprise. His wife was standing there in a lacy teddy. Hey, honey, said Tony. Funny bumping into you here. So, you're Cougar Bunny 615. The two sat down at the edge of the hotel bed and apologized for all their cheating. And then they called a priest to come renew their vows in the parking lot at the Sleazy Cheater Inn. All the other cheating couples was throwing rice, and they tied empty cans to the bumper of their pickup truck. One of them even wrote on the back window, "Just cheated." The end.
You want it? You got it. It's today's word of the day.
Here it is.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Hamborine. A hamborine is a musical meat instrument that polka players use. Hamborine.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Yeah, it is.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I wish you liked to fish and you could make a decent dish and you had a butt like your sister Trish.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
real good.
I don't know how many adults would do this, let alone a fifth grader.
What'd the fifth grader do?
This school bus was carrying 27 elementary school students, and it crashed Thursday. The brakes went out on it.
Oh, no.
Hit a signpost, clipped a tree, flipped on its side, and then ended up half submerged in a pond. But luckily, 10-year-old Nicholas Sierra was one of the kids on board.
10-year-old.
After the bus hit the water, Nicholas went into full-blown hero mode. He first saw a kindergartner who was underwater, grabbed her up by the arm, and then carried her out of the bus, got her to safety.
Go, Nicholas.
Once he got her safe, he went back in, saved two more kindergartners who were trapped inside.
This is a 10-year-old boy, yeah. Y'all.
Now, when you think, where's the bus driver? The bus driver's getting other kids off here, too, but Nicholas was helping in all this. I mean, he saved one kid was trapped, two underwater. I mean, Nicholas went all out on this.
What a guy.
No one was seriously hurt in the accident either,
thank
by the way.
God.
So everybody was safe, and Nicholas in hero mode. Dude, you are
real good.
That wraps up the podcast for today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to share it and subscribe. This has been
In Case You Missed It.